was stabbed 10 times by John Wilson. And my ex-wife was on the phone the weekend in a turmoil because she's got this letter from the Scottish Prison saying that he's going to be eligible for parole and did release such like. And he's only done 9 in a bit years. And he was sentenced to 12 years by the judge and says he wasn't to get any release until he'd done his 12 years. And even at that was a very lenient sentence.
So when you get this letter and when you get the phone call about the letter, what was your initial reaction to that?
I'm saying to myself, I stopped and think, I said, well, I said at the time when I came out of the court after he was sentenced that Michelle did not get any favours from the Scottish justice system. And to me, it's just like a further kick in the teeth, even considering this guy should be up for contention for this sort of release. I mean, he premeditatedly left his house. She texted him at 4:30, said she was finished with him, and 6:30 she was dead. He came from Prestwick in a bus, ran out, waited in a school and jumped out and stabbed her 10 times. I mean, that's somebody that's obviously premeditated. And to get a sentence of 12 years for that, I thought was really bad.
When these things happen and you get these phone calls and letters, does it all just keep bringing it back to you?
We're the victims of this, but they're the more caring about their side of the matter than ours, you know what I mean? We've got a life sentence. As I said to victim support, when I go to my bed and I sleep, I don't have nightmares. It's when I wake up, the nightmare is continuing because you realise what's happened and it's never going to go away.
It was raised during First Minister's questions at lunchtime. What did you make of the response that Ruth Davidson got?
Ruth Davidson, I thought she put the point across very well. And in all fairness to Nicola Sturgeon, she gave the best answer she could on what she knew. And she said she didn't actually know Michelle's case. But I'm quite sure when she does look up Michelle's case and sees what happened to her, she'll probably be in the same outlook as anybody else. We have a brain, we know that the sentence for 12 years for that sort of crime, I mean, if it happened down in England, the guy would get 30 years for that. The Scottish justice system has not got a deterrent, that's the problem. I know she says there's a lot of people in Scotland in jail. She says in this parole, they've got to look into the parole and how people got parole, but she's missing it with one thing. You've got to have a deterrent to stop people doing their crime. See, when it happened to Michelle, it was all over the press that anybody getting stopped in the street and had a knife and they couldn't say why they had it was going to get instantaneously 2 years, no question asked, 2 years. But it's never happened. You know what I'm saying? So where is the deterrent?
Are you hopeful of getting this meeting with the Justice Minister now? What will you say to him?
Week in, week out. Some people don't notice it as much, but see when it happens to one of your family, it's like somebody getting a car and you start seeing loads of them because you're logging in to what you're looking for. You see it every day. We can knife crime in Scotland, right, is happening every week, but nothing's getting changed. The sentence is just not enough. If you want to stop it, you've got to have a deterrent place.
And ultimately, what was the hope from all of this? Is it the hope that Michelle's killer stays behind bars for a lot longer than he is?
We would like to see him behind bars to what the judge said and stand by it. The judge is supposed to be the law, and he said he was to serve a minimum of 12 years. So I wouldn't like him to see the light of day until he's done 12 years. After that, fair play. But they should not, say it's only 9 and a bit years. I mean, it's life. Life is not 12 years. It's a chapter in his life. But Michelle's lost a lot of life. The rest of her life, when she was 17 years old, she had the full life in front of her. And it makes you angry.